This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
KQAL and Winona State University are proud to present Over the Back Fence, a community variety show from the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro, Minnesota. Now, here is Over the Back Fence, hosted by Damon Presteman on the live feed.
Now, here's Damon.
Good evening and welcome to Lanesboro Arts' presentation of Over the Back Fence. Tonight we're wrapping up our 23rd year. Man. Our theme tonight is fun and games, and we intend to have quite a bit of both. Our special musical guests this evening are the Rutabaga Brothers. I'm your host, Damon Presteman. Please join me in welcoming our musical director, Heidi Dibbing. Can you believe, Heidi, that we have made it to year 23 we're wrapping up tonight?
I can, because we've been in here for 23 years.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And I'm very excited because at the end, the completion of tonight's show, we get to leave.
We do. Thank you, Julia.
Yeah. Well, I see the gang is gathered. Let's get off to a fun and musical start. The gang kicked us off with Somebody Come and Play With Me. What is that from? That sounds so familiar.
Sesame Street.
Oh, I like Sesame Street. I try to watch it every morning.
Well, when my kids were little, I watched it at 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Yep. Watched it both times.
Both times, repeat, and the kids forgot it by 5 o'clock. So it's great. Babysitter.
I was a big Mr. Rogers fan. We should try to work some of his tunes in next
season. That'd be a great theme, too. We could all wear red sweaters and blue sweaters.
And then switch our shoes when we come on stage.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. Well, I see Shelly and Elsie. What do you have for us?
Five little skunks went out with me on a picnic one fine day. We were looking for a shady spot to eat and a nice little place to play. When I saw people running and I looked around, I was quite surprised to see there were only four little skunks walking along with me. One, two, three, four. Four little skunks went out with me on a picnic one fine day. We were looking for a shady spot to eat and a nice little place to play. Well, when I saw people running and I looked around, I was quite surprised to see there were only three little skunks walking along with me. One, two, three, oh. Three little skunks went out with me on a picnic one fine day. We were looking for a shady spot to eat and a nice little place to play. When I saw people running and I looked around, I was quite surprised to see there were only two little skunks walking along with me. One, two, whoa. Two little skunks went out with me on a picnic one fine day. We were looking for a shady spot to eat and a nice little place to play. When I saw people running and I looked around, I was quite surprised to see there was only one little skunk walking along with me. One, oh, one little skunk went out with me on a picnic one fine day. We were looking for a shady spot to eat and a nice little place to play. When I saw people running and I looked around, I was quite surprised to see there were no more little skunks walking along with me. Well, now the people are gone
and the park is empty.
It's quite a sight to see. The five little skunks, they disappeared.
There was nobody left but me.
Then I heard a funny noise
and I looked around,
and quite to my surprise, five little skunks were standing there right before my very eyes. One, two, three, four, five little skunks went out with me on a picnic one fine day. We were looking for a shady spot to eat and a nice little place to play. We found a shady spot and we all sat down underneath the big old tree. And we had a picnic that day, five little skunks and me.
Yes, we had a picnic that day, five little skunks and me.
Pew!
Shelly and Elsie with a story about five little skunks. Well, I see the gang has gathered. I wonder what they have for us now. Fun. You know, there's something that comes up in the early part of December every year that I really look forward to, and that is the Christmas Inn tour.
That surprises me.
Why is that?
I don't picture you going to see the old Victorian homes and the Christmas decorations. I just don't, but well, you do.
No, I've never been.
Oh.
I'm just saying nice things, hoping that someone will give me a ticket for this year's. But actually, that's not true. I do love old things. Like, I watch Antiques Roadshow and American Pickers. And so I get into that sort of thing. So
and we're antique ourselves.
And we're, I'm not quite antique yet. I'm just old. There's a difference.
There's a very young one right there.
Oh, my goodness. And I see a whole bunch of innkeepers together. I bet you they have something to share with us.
Well, gang, it's about to happen. The Christmas trees are up, the lights are on, the decorations are all in place. Visitors are hoping for a fun time, and we want this indoor to be up to the standards people expect. Okay, everybody, get your earbuds in. I want to make sure that all eight of you are in direct communication with us here at Command Central. Ready? Here we go. Andor Wennison.
Okay.
Annavise.
Okay.
Cedar Valley.
Okay.
Haberstad House.
Okay.
Scandinavian Inn.
Okay.
Stone Mill.
Okay.
Thompson House.
Okay.
Scanlon. Scanlon. Scanlon!
Okay. Christmas Inn tour time is here. Time for joy and time for beer.
All right, very funny, guys. Let's get serious here. Watson, give me a surveillance report.
All cameras and microphones up and operating.
Okay, Chopper One, you read me.
Your position?
Hovering over Lanesboro.
Okay, and Chopper Two, your location.
Right over Peterson.
Glad to hear it. What's Lanesboro status?
What's Peterson traffic report?
Vehicles are closing in on the Wennison as expected.
And I'm ready for them.
Glad to hear it. Chopper One, what's the Lanesboro status?
The usual dysfunction. A little heavier at Stone Mill, but nothing they can't help.
Roger that. Watson, what's the crowd movement?
People are leaving their cars and heading to the inn.
Innkeepers, to your doors. Remember to ask to see wristbands. People like to know you're checking. And don't forget about the Victorian carolers making the rounds. We're into our final countdown. The 2017 Lanesboro Christmas Inn Tour is underway in 3, 2, 1. Unlock the doors.
Hold on a second. Two vans parked at Cedar Valley are unloading, and the people seem to be pretty big. Maybe ex-football players or something.
I'll get another plate of pastries out right away.
Stay on top of it, Cedar Valley. I'm telling you guys, we need another chopper to cover Waylon. We can't afford to be blindsided like this.
It's okay. I can handle it. I'll have the pastries out before they even ring the doorbell.
I'm just saying.
This is Wennison. I think the things have peaked out here. The influx seems to be slowing up.
This is Chopper 2 confirming Wennison. Away the traffic is leaving Peterson and heading toward the greater Lanesboro Waylon area.
Right on schedule. Wennison, be ready for the second wave towards the end of the tour.
Roger that.
Thompson House, this is Watson. Our cameras are picking up a car that's about to park illegally in front of your plates there on Parkway.
I'll take care of it. I'm putting on my coat and heading out right now. They must have missed the parking lot. Excuse me, folks, but there's no parking on this side of the street, and I don't want you to get a ticket. We do have parking down below, however.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This town is amazing.
This is Haberstad. The Victorian carolers are assembling on our front lawn.
Roger that. Chopper One, are you in position?
This is Chopper One. I'm almost directly overhead. I'm compensating for wind speed and direction.
Okay, we want this to look just like a snow globe with the snow sifting down on the carolers as they sing.
Deck us all with bells.
This is Haberstad. The caroling has begun.
Release the snowflakes.
Roger that. Releasing those snowflakes.
Oh, Howard, look at those carolers. It's just like a Dickens snow globe.
Isn't this town amazing?
This is Annavise. We have a couple here saying that they've lost their wristbands.
Roger that. We'll need a retina scan and be discreet about it, okay?
Of course. I'm back. We're working on those wristbands for you. While you're waiting, can you help us out? We'd like to get some pictures of people on the tour.
We'd be happy to.
Ready? Smile, don't blink.
This is Watson. Retina scan received, and we have confirmation. They are Marsha and Willard Johnson from Cannon Falls. And yes, they did purchase tour tickets on November 17th. Go ahead and issue replacements.
Roger that. Oh, this picture looks nice. Thanks for helping us out. And let me get those replacement wristbands for you.
Oh, well, thank you. That is so nice. I don't know how we lost them.
No problem. Enjoy the tour.
This town is amazing.
Scandinavian Inn, we may have a problem.
This is Scandinavian. What's up?
We have a couple heading your way, and the fellow doesn't seem very happy.
Train your microphone, Deshaun and Watson. Pick up the conversation.
Working on it. Here he is, live.
This is the place that has lefse. But please, I've never been to any place that serves it the way I like it. They always have brown sugar and butter, but they never have any nutmeg. Never! Mom always had nutmeg.
Oh, honey, you'll survive.
Just don't force me to eat any of it.
This is Scandinavian. We captured that and we're making modifications.
Good luck.
This is Stone Mill. We have a crisis here. We had a bigger than expected rush on cider and we're running low on cinnamon sticks. Can anybody help?
We have a drone standing by. We're in the process of loading it up with cinnamon sticks right now. Look for the drone outside your back door in the next couple of minutes.
Roger that, and thank you.
This is Chopper 2. Winneson, traffic is coming your way as predicted.
Roger that. I just pulled the bread out of the oven.
This is Stone Mill reporting that the cinnamon sticks have arrived.
Well, you look at that. There's nutmeg on the table right next to lefse. I don't believe it.
This town is amazing.
Well, Inns, the tour is winding down. Final countdown in 3, 2, 1. It's 6 o'clock, time to shut the doors. Good job, folks. This was a fabulous dress rehearsal. Looks like Sunday's tour should be just as smoothly going as this rehearsal did. See you December 3rd.
Some of the Lanesboro Innkeepers. Don't forget the Lanesboro Inn Tour coming up December 3rd. Wow. Boy, that's a high-tech operation. Man.
I had no idea they put so much into it.
I didn't either. Awesome. I'm impressed. Impressed, definitely. Hey, Heidi, do you have some Fillmore facts, maybe?
I do have Fillmore facts, Damon and everybody. As some of you know and some of you don't, I am bringing facts from 1995, the Lanesboro Leader, in November. That was the first year our show went on the air. Now it's called The News Leader, and it covers Mabel, Harmony, Preston, and Lanesboro, and it's an excellent paper. You should all get it. Lanesboro was selected to be one of the 100 best art towns in America in 1995, and I think we know why. Look at what we do in this town. Really great. Also, the trail connection from Preston to Eisner's was paved and opened in November of 95. The National Bank of Lanesboro, which is now Merchants, honored tellers Brenda Chiglow for 12 years, plus 23, that makes 35, and she's still working. Yay, Brenda. And Carolyn Smith for 10 years, who's happily retired and sitting right there. Area high school students were spellbound by Commonweal's Medea, and those of you that saw it, my husband lists that as one of his favorite plays from Commonweal. It was done on this stage, and to get that much power and emotion on this stage was really something. Leroy Erickson began as a volunteer for the Lanesboro High School athletic programs in 1949, and he was still at it in 95. He was portrayed in our History Alive pop-up plays, The End of September, by Matthias Harmon, and so he's living on in history now. Over the Back Fence did a special radio show to benefit Building the Depot. That was back in 95. Tickets were $5, and that included a piece of pie and coffee by the Women's Thylos Club.
Whoa.
And after that, Joe Price went to the Sons of Norway and did a concert. And last but not least, Bethlehem in 1995 had their 15th annual meatball supper, and that is coming up this coming Sunday, so you can all go to 15 plus 23, that's 38, this Sunday from 11 till they run out of food. So see you there.
Wow, thank you, Heidi, for a look back to when this show got underway. Say, I do need to mention, though, Bethlehem Lutheran Church is not a sponsor of this program. Generally, we try not to mention things that aren't sponsors of the program.
Yeah, but they were in the paper in 1995.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. You didn't need to mention when it was and all that.
You and I were 23 years younger then.
Yeah, rub it.
But the Rutabaga Brothers did not exist in 95, and we are ever lucky it's now.
Well, yeah, that's true. We are, I guess, somewhat lucky.
let's start this off on a big note here, David. Come on.
I'm trying to lower
stretch.
I'm trying to lower expectations.
Craig's in position.
Right. A great big thank you goes out to some of our other sponsors, including High Court Pub, Lanesboro Arts, Lanesboro Public Library, Merchants Bank, and Niagara Cave. Not so long ago, certainly not 23 years ago, this band was put together as somewhat of the answer to the very popular Rhubarb Sisters. And so we thought that there needed to be some men. And so we decided to put together the Rutabaga Brothers. I think our first ever gig was on this show 21 years ago. All right, well, please join us in welcoming those of us that are here. It's the Rutabaga Brothers.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live once, and then you're dead, you're done. Let the good times roll.
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 I don't care if you're young or old. Let the good times roll. Don't just sit there talking trash. If you want to have some fun, you got to spend some cash. Let the good times roll.
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 I don't care if you're gonna roll. Let the good times roll. Here is Lee Lurch. All the doors when the police come around, tell them the place is closed. Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Let the good times roll. Nathan Davidson. Mr. Damon Preston. Hey, everybody. Tell everybody that the Rutabaga Brothers are in town. Dollar and a quarter, and I'm ready to clown. But don't let anybody play me cheap. I got the 50 cents or more that I'm gonna keep. Let the good times roll.
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 I don't care if you're young or old. Let the good times roll. One more time, everybody help out now. Let the good times roll. Time's roll. Let the good times roll.
My, oh my.
Are you going to come interview us now?
Yes, I am. I'm going to interview all these people I don't know. They're in this band. I don't know any of you.
Who do you want to talk to?
I think I'll talk to you.
And then I'll pass it off to somebody else.
Sure. Yeah. Hi, who are you? Tell us where you're from.
H.P. Smith from Boulder, Colorado.
Very good. Why don't you introduce the guys in the band here for
us? All right, way in the back there, from Rushford, Minnesota, Craig Johnson.
Gregor!
Right over here, Whalen's newest resident, John Gatto.
John Gatto!
From Peterson, Minnesota, Mr. Lee Lurch. From Rushford, Minnesota, Dr. Gary Marco. From Grand Meadow, Minnesota, and a member of 13 or 14 other bands, Nate Davidson. Oh, I forgot you.
Thanks.
Playing keyboards from right here in Lanesboro, Minnesota, Mr. Damon Prestable.
Thank you. Thank you. I guess you already mentioned that Nathan's in a bunch of other bands, didn't you?
Yeah. He's been I don't know if you noticed, this is the third month in a row he's been on this stage with some band. Last month it was Polka.
Yeah, there is his $10. Oh, you mean this is for me to mention? Oh. Never mind, I won't mention that then. Oh, here's a dollar, very good.
Yeah, he's got something pretty important.
I think it's something going on. In fact, just a second here, Lee. Let me just go over here. Why don't you tell us, what do you have going on tomorrow evening? But remember, you only gave me a buck. So, but actually, in all seriousness, what do you have going on tomorrow?
Well, we were lucky.
That's about it. I guess it's buy one, get one free night. All right, okay. Okay, you can finish. I'm sorry, I won't do that anymore.
That's quite all right. As a lark, 20 years ago, we started this band with the Casa Manivals teachers to play for a pet fest, and we were going to quit after one time, and we've been doing it for 20 years. Actually, tomorrow night we're in Casa Manivals at the Event Center celebrating 20 years of rocking and rolling with the lost faculties. We haven't found ourselves yet, but, so it's a freebie.
It's a free show. It's over there at a real nice venue. Show starts at 7:30. 7:30. Show starts. And he needed a keyboard player, and he didn't ask me.
Yeah, but I'm doing his sound. So I'll be there.
Yep, I won't be there.
Yeah. You've been invited, though. You can show up.
Oh, right. It's a free show open to the public. I know I can, but do you think I'm going to? I'm not lost, and I'm not faculty. I'm right here. Well, you get what you pay for, buddy. All right, we got a couple more songs here for you right now. And
Saturday I go out to play.
where our ego flies on Friday. Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. He's gonna take us to church right now. Here comes Mr. Lee Lurch. Come on, man, let's go. Mr. Lee Lurch. Here comes Mr. Dave Herrenstein.
Front row, who are a tremendous duo band. Carol and Len, Cat and the Fiddle are here.
Hey, all right. I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't tell me that ahead of time, because I would have gotten nervous. Oh, that's right. All right, well, we got one more.
Oh, you know what we should tell them?
What should we tell them?
There's a post show tonight.
Yes, there is. Stick around. We're going to do a few more tunes after the show is done.
It's kind of becoming a tradition that the last show in the year, The band gets to do a post show, so we're going to do one for you right after the show's over. So, you know, if you got to go, we understand, but if you don't, stick around.
Please do. Please do. We're going to have some fun. Okay, fellas, let's do this one. Oh, come on!
Same old place, the sweet home, Chicago.
Here we go. 101 is 2, 62 is 8. Come on, baby.
Don't make me wait. Come on. Baby, don't you want to go back to the same old place, sweet home, Chicago.
Here comes Nathan Davidson. Song, I said, man, I miss this.
Yes.
I kind of like doing it. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed that. They all like doing it, and we like booging, and the fan club, the groupies, are right there. Yeah.
I saw them back there. I saw them. Fan club, groupies.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have a fan club.
Right now, I could use an air conditioning club. All right. Oh, my. I see my favorite comedy duo has arrived on the stage. Please welcome Broken and Davis.
Broken and Davis, Broken and Davis, Broken and Davis, they're almost really good.
I'm John Davis.
And I'm Paul Broken, and this is the Broken and Davis Comedy Minute. Hey, great news, John. We might have a new sponsor. It's Celebrity Soda. It's for people that want to be famous, but they're just not.
Oh. Wow. Thanks for the sponsor update, Paul.
Yeah, sure.
And now, through the magic of radio, Paul Broken and John Davis are live on location at a sunny beach looking for fun. Paul, are you having fun, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time. This is awesome. The sand is a little hot, though, on my feet.
So you're saying the sand is hot?
Yeah, it's hot on my feet.
So I suppose we could move away from the sand.
Or
we could enjoy a cooler full of ice-cold celebrity brand soda.
Let's do that.
Oh, look, it's celebrity soda. It's Rodney Dangerfield soda. I got to try me some of this. Oh, I'm telling you, it's rough. Oh, it's rough. Oh, that's not all. Oh, my doc, oh. It's rough, Paul. I'm telling you, my doc. He doesn't even listen to me. He tries to give me advice. You know what he told me, Paul? What
did he tell you?
Oh, it's rough. He said, run 5 miles every day for 2 weeks. Oh. So I called him up. I said, doc, I'm 70 miles away from my house. Oh. I'll tell you, it's rough. What a doctor. What a doctor. Paul, that's really good soda.
That is a, sounds like a great soda. Oh, look at this, a celebrity diet soda, Rodney Dangerfield. I just don't get any respect. It's not the same.
It's not the same, is it, Paul?
It's unbelievable. Try another one.
Here's another one. It's a celebrity soda. It's Warner Brothers soda. It's got Elmer Fudd on the can. Try it. Oh, boy. Those look like wabbit twacks. Whoa. Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Wow.
That's tasty
another
soda,
another great soda.
Yeah.
Let me grab another one. Oh, it's another diet soda. But it's Bugs Bunny. What's up, physician?
Looks like we got one more here, Paul. It's a celebrity soda. Oh, it's Star Wars. And it's got Yoda on the can. I guess I'll try this here. There we go.
Tasty this is. Carbonation. Bottles. Drink. Or drink not. There is no try.
Wow. That's really good soda, Paul.
That is a great soda. I'll give it one more try. Oh. Diet soda. It's got Darth Vader on it. Hey, Luke, why don't you come over here where the lights are out? Hey, by the way, I'm your dad.
Whoa. That's all the time we have today on the Broken and Davis County Minute. Special thanks to our sponsor, Celebrity Brand Soda. For when you want to be famous, but you're not. Celebrity Soda is for entertainment purposes only. Not available in states that have vowels. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Broken and Davis. Broken and Davis. Broken and Davis.
They'll probably be better next time.
Broken and Davis. Man. I saw that cooler back there before the show. I was hoping it was for some post-show drinks, but I guess not.
No, and I'm glad you didn't interfere with the skit.
Yeah, I didn't touch anything.
You could have emptied those. That would have been bad.
I didn't touch anything. I've been telling people for a long time that diet soda is bad for you, and they just proved it. Well, I see the back fence gang has gathered. I wonder what they have for us now.
We won't be home tomorrow.
song sounded familiar too. Where do I remember that one from?
Peter Pan.
Oh, Peter Pan. Is that with Tinkerbell? No. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tinkerbell's in there.
Yeah. That's where she got her start, I think.
I think that's the only one she did.
Oh, probably true, I guess. I see Zena and Jaylee, what do you have for us?
Last night I took a walk after dark. A rockin' place called Palisades Park. To have some fun and see what I could see. It's where the boys are. I took a ride on a shoot to shoot. The guy sat beside was awful cute. And when we stopped, he was holding hands with me. My heart was flying up like a rocket ship. Down like a roller coaster. Fast like a shoop the shoop. And round like a merry-go-round. We ain't made at a hot dog stand. We danced around to a rockin' band. And when he could, that boy gave me a hug. In the tunnel of love, you never know how good a kiss can feel. When you're stopped at the top of a Ferris wheel. When I fell in love, down at Palisades Park. We ate at a hot dog stand. We danced around to a rockin' band. When he could, that boy gave me a hug.
Park. I can't think of who originally recorded that song.
But Chuck Barris wrote it.
Of Gong Show fame?
Of Gong Show, who died just a couple months ago.
And if you heard him tell it, he was also a CIA agent.
Ooh.
I don't know if I believe him.
A lot of talents. Now here's talents, right?
Making a return appearance on the program. How did you get him to do that?
Last month.
I didn't have to make any deals this time. It was pretty good.
Drew, you are captivated by being on stage now, aren't you?
She pinched me.
Here comes Stephanie and Drew.
All right. Where do you find a cow with no legs? Right where you left it.
Why did the blind man fall in the well? He couldn't see that well.
I just watched a documentary about beavers. It was the best damn show I ever saw.
The other day I told my wife she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised.
I'm only familiar with 25 letters in the English language. I don't know why. As a thinker.
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself? It was too tired. Stop with the groaning.
What do you call a man with a rubber toe? Roberto.
I was at the bank today and an old lady asked me to help check her balance. So I pushed her over.
My husband accused me of being immature. I told him to get out of my fort.
So in the Bible it says, the Lord said unto John, come forth and you will receive eternal life. A lot of people don't realize it, but John actually came fifth and he got a toaster.
That's comedy and Drew. Oh, man. Those are some good ones. Those are very good tonight.
They need to be regulars, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Welcome to the cast, Drew. We're glad to have you. Well, it looks like I see the gang is gathered, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for us to do our sing-along song. And before we get started on it, there's a couple of people outside of the folks that do the show that I should mention. Adam and Kara from Lanesboro Arts, Stephanie Davidson, all of our volunteers and the entire Over the Back Fence gang. Let's give them a nice round of applause. They do so much work for us to make this show possible. We'd be lost without Stephanie and her organizational skills, and Adam and Kara over there at Lanesboro Arts help check people in and take care of all of our needs, so we really appreciate that that they're willing to do that for us. And of course, all the volunteers that are willing to subject themselves to my stupidity and give their time and energy to this program, we certainly appreciate all of them as well. Well, it's time to sing along. If you know the chorus, feel free to sing along, because here we go.
Are you folks, Betty, are you ready back there in the choir? Yeah. Damon, can you give us a C, please? Here we go. Everybody in tune? Well, it's all my baby walking with another man today. This is what she had to say.
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Don't you know you're in my way now? Don't you know you're at my style?
When I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head.
When I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head.
I saw her, reminded her of what I said.
See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. Don't you know you're in the way? Don't you know you're in my child?
Aaron, Nathan.
It's been 23 great years, and we can't wait to come back again next year.
Great big thank you goes out to Michael Seiler and Louise, of course the Broken and Davis comedy team, and all of the people on the Back Fence gang. We can't say thank you enough. We can't believe that it's 23 years and we're so darn glad that it is. Well, folks, don't forget, we're going to keep playing for a little while longer, so if you'd like to stick around, we'd love it. On behalf of the Over the Back Fence gang, thank you, everybody. See you later, out. After a while, cock it out. Gang, thank you so much, everybody.
Thanks again to all who make Over the Back Fence possible, the volunteer cast, crew, and sponsors of the Lanesboro Arts Center. Over the Back Fence takes place the second Friday of every month, March through November, at the St. Main Theater in downtown Lanesboro. More info on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com and on Facebook. I'm Bill Stoneberg, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.